According to the rules that we set forth in the last class, let's look at some interesting scenarios. Will there be exceptions to the rules, as we said in the last class? Again, we said that under six, the mother gets the boy or girl. Over six, we said mothers get daughters and fathers get boys. Now, there is a tremendous machlokis between the Mari ben Leiv and the Nodi Bihuda. The Mari ben Leiv can be found in Chelek Aleph, Klal Yud, Shel Nun Ches, and the Nodi Bihuda can be found in Evan Ezer, Sof Simin Pei Tes. The machlokis is the following case, Nodi Bihuda and the Mari ben Leiv. Say a mother gets the rights to her child, a male child, below the age of six. And we said, as we said before, a male child below the age of six could remain by the mother. And the mother wants to move far away from the father. Far away from the father, another town. This child was also discussed in the Minchas Yitzchak by Dayan Weiss, Chedek Zayin, Sivan Kuf Yud Gimel. If the mother wants to take the child far away from the father, which will make it difficult for the father to visit the child and be with the child. Does the mother have that right? Or maybe the mother only has a right to be with the child, but not to take him far away from the father. So the halacha is what follows. The Mari ben Leiv's opinion is, a child under the age of six is always by the mother. The Mari ben Leiv says, Bas Eitzel Imoy L'Oilam, a daughter, a ben, under the age of six is always by the mother forever. However, the Noidi Yehuda argues. And the Noidi Yehuda says that if the mother takes the child away from the father, and the father will not have a relationship with his son under the age of six, she has no right to do so, and the father will be granted custody. That's the opinion of the Noidi Yehuda. Now, the argument is simply understood as we set forth in the previous class. We said that the Rambam, that paskins a boy under the age of six, goes to the mother, is because the father could still teach him Torah once in a while, periodically. But if the mother takes the boy far away from the father, and the father cannot teach his son Torah because the mother is taking him far away, then the Rambam would concur with the Ravid and say that the mother cannot take the child away. That would be the logic of the Noda Bihuda, meaning that we gave the mother the right as long as she does not infringe upon the father's chinuch of the boy. If she infringes on the chinuch, taking the boy away under the age of six, then the mother has no rights. Mashenkin, the Mari ben Leiv, would hold, no, that the mother always gets under six, even if the father cannot mechanech him, she takes him far away, doesn't matter, because the rabbis gave the mother the right. So that's a machloikis under the age of six, Mari ben Leiv, and the Noidi Bihuda, if the mother leaves. Now, let's discuss another interesting case. There are more in his Shulchan Aruch over there, in Evan Ezer, Simon Pei Beis, Siv Zion, writes two qualifications when the mother has rights. We said the mother has rights under the age of six, both. Over the age of six, only daughters. Says the Ramah, two qualifications. Number one, says the Ramah, that if we see it's more fitting for the child to be in his or her father's house, it's better for the child, then the child goes to the father. Now, we'll understand what this means in a moment. What do you mean it's better? Most Pirushim understand, there's two ways to understand it's better. If it's better if she's by the father, what does that mean? Does it mean that it's bad by the mother or better by the father? If you look at the Ramah inside, it seems to be only that if it's bad by the mother. If you look at the Tshuvas, the Ram Padva, which is the Makkah for the Ramah, it seems to be it's bad by the mother, we give it to the father. But if it's only better by the father, it's not clear if the father can retain rights over the mother. Number two, there are more rights, that even though the mother has a right over her daughters forever, there are more rights. What would be in a scenario if both parents were not living? The mother was not living and the father was not living. Very strange scenario. However, what would be in such a case? Who gets the rights? And that the Ramah says that the mother has the rights of the female child, Which mother? The maternal grandmother. The maternal grandmother has rights over the daughter. And the paternal grandfather has the rights over the boy. Meaning, these rights will go over to the grandparents on each side. And therefore, even though we say usually the mother gets the daughter, however, if the mother passes away, chas v'shalom, and it's a question between the maternal grandparents or the husband, so then the mother cannot transfer her rights to her mother, to the grandmother. The father wins, because after all, you have a father and a mother, and you have grandparents on the side of the mother, and that the father wins, and the grandparents on the father's side, and the grandparents on the mother's side loses, because the father is a parent, and grandparents are after all grandparents. But if both are nifter, then it goes to the daughter to maternal grandparents, and father and boys to the paternal grandparents. Now, what would be in a scenario in which the mother says, I do not want the children by me. I do not want the children by me. It's very hard for me to take care of them, but I want them by my mother. My mother takes care of my children well. I can't. But since daughters have a right to be by the mother, so maybe I could give it over to my mother, the grandmother. I have a right to choose who I want. So in halacha is that she cannot choose who she wants. If she gives up rights, the father has it. The father always has priority over anyone that the mother picks, except for the mother herself. Okay, that's clear. Now, the Radbad had an interesting tshuva that the daughters are being raised by the mother, and the mother became impregnated out of wedlock. On that, the Radbad says that even though we rule that all children under six by the mother, daughters over six by the mother, however, says the Radbad, if the house is not a Torah, Shomer Torah and Mitzvah's house, to the key, and the father's house is more Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, it is the best entrance of the children to be by the father. Even though the halakha is it goes to the mother, but if the mother we see is doing bad things, it goes to the father. Because there's a concept in halakha that Bezdin Ave Yisoymimim, the Jewish courts are the parents of the of Yisomim, of orphans. Now in this case, it's not really orphans, however, in such a case, it's not clear what to do. We step in and we say what to do. And therefore, we'll give it to the father. Now, to judge such a case, to take it away from the mother, is not so simple. A competent Jewish court would have to talk to a child psychologist, perform maybe interviews, and therefore uproot the child from the mother. However, the rule is it's by the mother, unless there are problems by the mother. However, say by the mother, there are not problems, but it's just better by the father. Let's assume the father has more money, the father is more comfortable living, but the mother is poor, the mother can't really make it, but their level of Torah observance is equal. So in such a scenario, we would not take the child away from the mother, only if it is damaging to the child. I mean, these rules we set up are only changed if it's damaging to the children. However, if it's not damaging, only that we see it's better. Better is not a reason for change out of the halachic standards that the Shulchan Aruch set forth for us. Now, the Chelkas Mechoikik brings one last scenario, and I want to conclude with this. Say the child has an opinion who he wants to be with. The child says, I want my mother, I want my father, I want to choose where to go. Could the child, we listen to the child? The Chelkas Mechoikik seems to say that we do. And explicitly, the Vilna Gaon over there in Pei Beis, in Simen Ches, in Sif Ches, says explicitly, the child wants one of the other parents, we listen to the child. Even though in Halacha, usually a child's das is irrelevant, he cannot make a kinyan, he cannot make decisions for himself in many spectrums. However, when it comes to child custody, we listen to the child. Now, of course, the Bezdin has to be competent to see there was no coercion by the sides of the mother or the father, but just it's the real will of the child. But that's how we paskin according to the Vilna Gaon and Chelkas Mechoikik. If the child is quiet, then the following rules apply. Now, in such a case that the mother moves away, we saw a machloikis, and halacha l'maisa in the Tshuvos Minchas Yitzchak, there was a story with a family that was broken up in Eretz Yisrael, and the mother moved back to Los Angeles, and she wanted to take the male children with her to Los Angeles, away from the father who was living in Israel, the Minchas Yitzchak Paskind, she should not be able to do so. The rights should go over to the father. So we see that the halacha lamaisa is that we paskin like the Noida Behuda, a mother cannot take away from the father. Now, on the other scenario, say the father who has rights over the age of 6 to his male children want to take the male children away from the mother, we have no precedence in halacha that say he cannot. Because after all, even though the emotional status, he wants to be with his mother and she gives emotional support, but that's not a reason to take away from the father, because she would have that support nearby, living nearby. Meaning, when a mother takes away a male child under the age of six from the mother, we only gave the rights because the father could periodically see him. But if the mother is taking away the child under 6 in a way that she can't even periodically see him, then she cannot. However, if the father takes away a male child over the age of 6, then he could do so, and we have no present halacha that the mother could prevent him. Now, all these halachas that we said, a person should go to a confident rabbi or a confident bezdin to paskin the shilas. Again, as we said, these are halachas that have to be presented in front of a bezdin, just like alimony and chas v'shalom to go to a non-civil Jewish court. That is the iser of our kois, even in child custody.
This presentation has been brought to you by the Orthodox Union in conjunction with the Beis Chabad Institute of Talmudic Law, the Center for the Study and Practice of Monetary Halacha.